Track 10 and the last news stories. E-bike warning after police seizure. Police are urging e-bike owners to check that their bikes meet legal requirements after officers seized an electric bike in Bovey Tracy. Officers from the Ashburton and Chudley policing team seized the bike while out on patrol on Monday evening, the 24th of August. Police say some electric bikes may be classed as motor vehicles if they do not have functioning pedals, exceed permitted power limits, or can be ridden solely using motor power. In such cases, the vehicle may require registration and insurance, while the rider could also need a valid driving license. Failure to meet the relevant requirements could result in the vehicle being seized, fines, penalty points, or prosecution. Police are particularly reminded young people to check their legality of e-bikes before riding them.
Biker funeral for larger-than-life Jimmy. Family and friends gathered to say goodbye to a well-known Bovey Tracy resident, Jimmy Small, who died of cancer on July the 12th. He had celebrated his 76th birthday just a few days earlier, surrounded by his loved ones. Throughout his life, Jimmy had a passion for motorbikes and owned an impressive collection, including Harley-Davidsons and Triumphs. Members of the Satan Slaves, who Jimmy had befriended through his love of bikes, accompanied the funeral procession from his sister's home in Kingstainton to Bovey Tracy Parish Church. Jimmy's sister Carol described her brother as a larger-than-life character who was always laughing, had a huge circle of friends, and had remained upbeat until the end of his days. Friends and relatives travelled from far and wide to attend his funeral, and this article is accompanied by photographs of the funeral and lots of photographs of bikes.
Festival returns with record number of stalls. Artisan food, drink, craft stalls and pop-up kitchens will be back in Bovey Tracy for the annual Bovey Festival. This year, a record number of traders are booked to take part in the street festival, from Korean food trucks to artisan sausage roll makers. The festival, which runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, September the 5th, will take over 4 Street as more than 60 of Devon's best producers line the road. The free, family and dog-friendly event, organised by Rebecca and Corin Burton, is so popular that this year the duo are having to turn traders away. Rebecca, who runs Bovey Larder, the town's zero waste and refill shop, with her husband Corin, said, "After building Bovey Festival over the last 2 years, it's going from strength to strength. We have more than 30 new traders signed up this year, and we've been having to turn producers away. We love the festival. The atmosphere on the day is always vibrant. It's a fantastic blend of people sampling excellent food, drink and craft, enjoying lunch in the many pop-up speciality international food kitchens, and listening to excellent music. The day also gives local people and visitors the opportunity to experience what our picturesque market town has to offer, with its interesting independent food and craft shops and green outdoor spaces. The festival is really well supported by the community, and we're very proud to be sponsored by 5 of our larger local businesses. Support from Bovey Tracy Town Council also allows us to give both visitors and traders completely free parking and easy access throughout the day. Our annual festival contributes hundreds of thousands of pounds to the economies of the town and the wider South West."
Events on and off the water at Sheldon Regatta. 9 days of events on and off the water are continuing around Sheldon this week, with Sheldon Regatta in full flow. This year is the 209th anniversary of the regatta, which started in 1817 as a one-day event and gradually expanded over the years as more races, competitions and games were added. One very popular event, which dates back to the early days of the regatta, is the gig and punt chase, taking place this Saturday, August the 29th. This harks back to the days when there was money to be made from piloting ships into port. The Sheldon Punt and the Tynmouth Gig would compete to reach the waiting ships first. Being smaller and more manoeuvrable, the Sheldon Punt would usually win the race and the job.
Town vets amputate cat's tail after fracture. Vets in Newton Abbott had to amputate a cat's tail following a painful fracture. Minnie, a one-year-old British short hair cat, was taken to Amity Veterinary Care after her owner noticed swelling and a lump around the base of her tail. She was otherwise eating and drinking normally and remained mobile, but showed signs of significant discomfort. An examination identified a suspected tail fracture, with the injury located close to the base of the spine. Because the precise location and extent of the fracture could not initially be determined, X-rays were taken under general anaesthetic to establish the safest and most appropriate surgical approach. Following assessment of the X-rays, the decision was made to amputate the injured part of Minnie's tail. The veterinary team paid particular attention to the potential impact of the injury on the nerves controlling Minnie's toilet function. Minnie is being closely monitored following surgery for any changes in these functions and will receive ongoing pain relief and anti-inflammatory medication. Minnie is now recovering following her operation, with her veterinary team continuing to monitor her progress. And there is a photograph of Minnie looking extremely sorry for herself.
Girl suffers life-changing injuries in collision. Police are appealing for witnesses following a serious two-vehicle collision on the A30 near Tidburn St Mary, in which an 11-year-old girl suffered life-changing injuries. Emergency services were called at around 12:40 p.m. on Thursday, August the 20th, following a collision involving a Volkswagen Polo and a Ford Ranger on the eastbound carriageway near the Fingal Glen Junction. The young girl, who was travelling in the Volkswagen Polo, was airlifted to Bristol Children's Hospital, where she remains receiving treatment for her injuries. The female driver of the Polo and two other children travelling in the vehicle were taken to hospital with minor injuries. Anyone with information is asked to contact police via the website or by calling 101, quoting log number 370 of the 20th of August, or occurrence number 5026022614.
Firefighters battle farmland fire. Firefighters in Newton Abbott were called into action on Sunday, the 23rd of August, after a fire broke out in open farmland near Ipplepen. One appliance from Newton Abbott Fire Station was mobilised to reports of a fire in the open in the Ipplepen area just after 11 a.m. Upon arrival, crews discovered approximately an acre of farmland well alight, with flames spreading towards nearby woodland. The incident commander quickly requested additional resources, with a further two fire appliances and a water bowser called to the scene. Firefighters used three hose reel jets, along with numerous beaters, to bring the blaze under control and ultimately extinguish it. Fire crews were also assisted by local agricultural business N.A. Dennis and Son, who provided vital support as the fire rapidly developed.